And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock god Rick Maxa here too. We're here with Captain Frank Lowe Presti, First Mate Kathy Rounds, and Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea, Royal Polaris, Shogun, talking some great fishing here. And your opportunity to win a great prize package today.
You're not kidding, man. We're going to give away a full-day trip on board the Liberty, a great opportunity to get down and get in on some of that great Coronado Islands yellowtail fishing that's going on right now. Again, if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, islands were biting. If you didn't see our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook post, we put it out yesterday. As soon as I heard the info come through on the radio, limits of yellowtail on the Liberty by lunchtime yesterday. I know the San Diego also got in on some great yellowtail fishing, so Coronado Islands is biting, and your opportunity to go on that full-day trip on board the Liberty at the end of the show, because we're giving away a ticket, and in addition to your ticket to go on the Liberty, you're also going to get two tickets to join us at Fred Hall in Long Beach. Fred Hall Long Beach, again, March 7th through the 11th. It's right around the corner, and you're getting to go to the show for free. So if you want to get in on those great trips, if you want to get in on the fun, you have a question for Kathy or for Frank, give us a call this morning. We've got another full hour of your phone calls, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or our toll-free line. That one's been packed most of the morning, but there is a toll-free number open right now. 877-792-1090. One last time, 877-792-1090. That's your opportunity to get in on the fun.
Yeah, indeed. Just one line open right now at 877-792-1090. Just had confirmation. We're going to hear from the guys, the Wicked Tuna guys, Sandro and Paul Hebert, later on in the show. Thanks to Mike Battistoni from Maui Jim, who will be with these guys at the Fred Hall Long Beach show all 5 days in Long Beach. So that's going to be really fun. You can meet Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna and Sandro. Both will be at the Fred Hall Long Beach show all 5 days. With Maui Mikey in the Del Mar or the Dana Landing booth there. And then they will be live with us Sunday, March 11th at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, 7 to 9 a.m. They'll be live on Let's Talk Hookup for our live broadcast that morning. We will be in the Seaview Rotunda, which is that downstairs escalator, big area, so we'll have plenty of room, and that's going to be tons of fun.
I'm so stoked to hear you got that spot. That is the best spot to do it. It's great. It's open. There's lots of seating. Yep. It's a really fun thing. If you're in the neighborhood, or even if you're not, come down and join us for that live broadcast in the morning. It's a lot of fun. It's high excitement. Everybody's there. You know, you get to see a lot of the guys from the industry. We give away a bunch of great raffle prizes during all the commercial breaks. It's a really fun opportunity to join us for a live broadcast. And you know you're just going to be walking into the show, and it's right next door anyway. So it's a great time to come down and hang out for a couple hours in the morning.
Wait till you see all the prizes I put together to give away to everybody both Saturday and Sunday. Just tons and tons of stuff. So you have a great chance to win. Speaking of Sandro from Wicked Tuna, here's Sandro right now. Good morning, Sandro.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, great to have you. Of course, Sandro works with Dave, but I think you're kind of taking over for Dave on tuna.com, right?
He needs to pay me more.
Yeah. I agree, man, because you're catching more fish than he is, right?
Sometimes, but I have a good teacher, so yeah, he lets me go out and do my thing.
That's cool. So we're very excited to have you here in Southern California for the Fred Hall Long Beach show. You're going to be here Wednesday through Sunday in the Maui Jim booth, right?
Yeah, I can't wait. I love it out there.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. We enjoyed having you on the show. And then, of course, you'll be doing our live broadcast with us on Sunday morning, March 11th, in that same spot we were last year, right there at the Hyatt Regency Hotel downstairs. So how's the show going?
Airs March 11th, 9 p.m., same time, and like they always say, you know, biggest season yet, so hopefully it's the biggest season.
That's awesome.
Yeah, very
great,
good.
Sandra.
Well, that's going to be a fun season. Can we lock both of those guys in and bring them up, Adam? Adam's the expert here on putting it all together. So we have Paul Hebert from. We just lost Sandro.
No, you didn't. I'm here.
Now there. So what happened though? We lost Sandro, and we got Paul Hebert now. So we'll get Sandro back
now.
Now we're gonna have him both. So, Paul, we were talking to Sandro about having you guys out for all 5 days at the Fred Hall Long Beach show, and very excited to have you.
How lucky are we? Right?
Sure. It's gonna be a lot of fun and good fun to have you both a part of the program. And then you both be on Let's Talk Hookup Sunday morning. Yep. How fun is that going to be Sunday morning at the Hyatt Regency for people to come check you guys out?
That's going to be great. Yeah. I did it last time, remember?
Yeah, I remember.
We had a good time.
We always have a lot of laughs, for sure.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. So you guys will be hanging out with Maui Mikey in the Dana Landing booth at Long Beach, in right there in the Maui Jim booth. What kind of sunglasses do you guys wear?
Maui Jims, baby.
Maui Jims. Yeah. I went to Spartan Reef last year, and those are great lenses.
I love those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great.
I love mine, man.
Yeah. What are you wearing these days, Paul?
What is it? The Kippahulas or something?
The Kanoa Coast.
I can't even say half that name.
Yeah, I love the Kanoa Coast is my new favorite too, especially with that blue Hawaii lens.
I love mine, Pete.
Yeah,
they're so soft on your eyes. I actually, Sandro, the style that y'all wearing, I just did a big show with. It was a Bass Pro venue. I was with Maui Jim, and I saw the glasses that Sandro wears, the style, and I put them on, and I'm actually really liking those, too.
Oh, you
hey,
do.
Back off.
Yeah, wait a minute. You can't wear the same one Sandro wears. Come on.
He said,
he's got on. I was, going to try to pay Sandro to change styles, man.
Money talk.
Hey,
they're comfortable. Those are real nice.
Yeah, they are. So, Paul and Sandro, Wicked Tuna premieres, what'd you say, Sandro, March?
March 11th.
March 11th. So what are we looking forward to? Can you let anything out of the bag for this coming season?
A ton of action.
This exactly.
This is one of the most action-packed seasons we've ever had.
Yeah, it's great. Biting fish.
A lot of biting fish.
Oh yeah,
a lot of fish, a lot of big fish. We caught a lot of big ones last year. We were one of the lucky guys that Rick and I did really, really well. We caught a lot of big ones.
That's cool. Any controversy?
A ton of controversy.
Yeah.
You mean everywhere Tyler goes, if you even mention Tyler's name, there's controversy.
Yeah, I know. Sandro, your boss Dave loves Tyler, doesn't he?
They're best buddies. They're hanging out right now, breakfast together.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of part of the fun of Wicked Tuna, too, is it's so much fun watching these guys. Now, Paul, and we got to get Sandro involved in this maybe next year, but you're coming back out to Southern California for Tuna Wars 4 to benefit Captain Morales' Kids at Sea. Captain's meeting on June the 26th, which is always fun. You and Marciano, right? And
me and Marciano right now. I would love to have Greg Mayer did it 1 year, and he loved it.
Yeah.
He thought it was wonderful.
And you'll be defending your title aboard the Tribute with Captain Mike. That's going to be great.
We do really good. You know what? These boats, all kidding aside, these guys that, put their boats up and their crews and everything, my hat's off to them guys because they work their butts off for us.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. They stay up all hours of the night. They fish all the way through. They got relief captains on the boat. They work really, really hard. My hat's off to these guys on the boats to follow through with this charity event that we got going here.
Yeah.
And it's the thing, a lot of people out there that are hearing about it, they don't understand that this is the charity that we're doing, and the kids are the winners at the end of the day.
Yep.
No doubt about it.
Very well said.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all getting things when you come on the boat. I don't know exactly how much it is. We take like, what's it, like 25 people or so for each boat. And that's all the meals are included, all the tackles included, you know, food, showers, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every night.
Prizes.
It's a lot of fun. And everybody walks away with prizes that sponsors help us out with.
Yeah, no, it's cool. And like you say, the kids are the real winners. We take a lot of kids fishing. And Captain Frank Lopresti's here, Paul. And Frank says the bluefin are going to be biting big time.
Well, this year, hopefully, you're going to catch some 150-pounders.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I really don't want to bring my harpoon over there.
As long as Dave doesn't throw it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Sandro, when we went down there 2 years ago, there was herds and herds of 300-pounders around the boat. They would not fight anything.
They'd bite a harpoon, though, I'll bet, huh?
Oh, God.
Put up the kite.
I could have harpooned 20 of them. They were like bumping against the bow of the boat.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Amazing. I was running around. I wanted to take one of the antennas off the boat and put a dart on it. It was so funny. I was not surprised.
Well, it's going to be real fun to have you. Of course, new boat this year in the fleet that your compadre Dave Marciano will be fishing is the Tomahawk out of C4 Sport Fishing. And Dave will be on that. Just two boats this year, one for Paul on the Tribute, one the Tomahawk for Dave Marciano. And then maybe in 2020 we can talk Sandro into coming out, too.
You'll dig Sandro. It's a great time.
You're going to have to ask Dave.
Hey, Sandro, I have a quick question. Are there flying fish back there?
Over here? No. No. We get mackerel and herring mainly.
Boy, it's too bad. Can you imagine?
Carolina, we get the flying fish.
Some live flyers on your kite rig? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
God.
We just put mackerel on the kite.
And we broke it. We hooked onto a real big fish last year. And we broke them off.
Oh, no.
Man. Yeah, we had them on for like an hour.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Yeah, so, we were jigging the kite, you know, because, you know, Sando, they go fast. They drive like 6-7 knots. So the thing was like barely hitting the water, like it would hit every 50 feet, you know. So I was holding it down, jigging it.
Wow.
Boy, were they piling on it. So, it was great.
So you say in Carolina you get the live flyers?
Carolina, we get the live flyers. You wake up in the morning out there, and they're all over the deck.
Huh.
How do you get a live one, then?
Yeah, well, they rip off when you troll them.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah, because you're trolling so fast. You're doing like the green stick method, right?
I was going to suggest something to you, but I understand that you guys on the East Coast don't like to work in the night hours, but, you know, you can
shoot. Come on.
Hey, look, they're doing really good in Carolina this year.
That's good to hear.
The fishing is really good. They're almost done. They're almost wrapped up filming the show down there. They did really good.
Wow. Well,
congratulations to both of them.
Glad to hear you guys having such a great season.
So, Wicked Tuna coming up in March. That's going to be
March
11th.
National Geographic.
National Geographic Channel. And it'll be the Northeast season, right?
Yep.
Look,
we're gonna be at the Maui Jim booth at the Fred Hall show every day, and Sando and I will be up there talking to people. Like every day, we'll have one of those little seminars where people can ask questions, and we'll have a good time.
That's
gonna
great.
Be a lot of fun.
Exciting. Really thrilled that Maui Jim and you guys make the effort to bring you guys out here to the West Coast and talk bluefin tuna fishing, because we're kind of bluefin crazy out here now with the years that we've had. And, of course,
the addiction.
Yeah, and then we're looking forward to seeing you guys live on Let's Talk Hookup Sunday, March 11th in the show. And we'll see you at Fred Hall just coming up in about a week and a half. Looking forward to it.
You got it. I want to like have one of those open books. I'd like to see some new people join the Friends of Rollo. I'd like to see some new faces on the fishing trip. So we'll probably have an open book where people can sign up to, like we did the first year, to get this thing rolling, you know, get some people signing up for it.
for their option to be picked to come out with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And they always sell out, so you better jump on it. And
thank you for that, Paul. That's
too.
A good idea.
Really good
they
idea.
They do. They sell out really quick once we start advertising, but it'd be nice to give other people a chance to come as well. And then the following year, we can get three boats again.
There you go. Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
So we'll keep everybody's name and email and address and number and for the future. It's just a great thing that everybody does to help out these kids.
Yeah, and again, we're at that fantastic venue for the captain's meeting at the Bali High Restaurant right there at the end of Shelter Island. So that's always a fun one, too. So
that is fun.
Yeah.
That is a lot of fun.
Hey, Sandro and Paul, we're looking forward to seeing you in Long Beach Wednesday through Sunday at the Long Beach Convention Center on Let's Talk Hookup Sunday, March 11th, 7 and 9 a.m. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thanks
Thank
for
you, guys.
We'll see you soon.
All right, bye-bye, you guys.
Good afternoon.
All right, you too. Thank you. It's morning here. Appreciate that. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Sounds
Rick.
Good, buddy. Let's do it. How about we talk to John? John's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hi, John. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, I heard you guys talking a little while ago. Anyway, thanks for taking the call about getting on the waiting list for some of the trips. Just call the booking office for each boat and
yes, that
sign
is
up for which one you want to go on, huh?
That is correct. You know, it's amazing how many cancellations there are. And all you have to do is you call the office. Like if you were going to call our office, you would call the office and say, I'd like to get on this March 15th trip, but I see it's full. Could you put my name down for standby? And if you get a cancellation, please give me a call. And that's all it takes, and they'll give you a call.
And it happens all the time that people cancel, right, Frank?
You know, it's not 100% guaranteed, but it happens a lot.
A lot.
Okay.
For example, our trip on the Shogun, our six-day Guadalupe Island trip in October has been full.
Since been full for a couple months, several months.
But
somebody will cancel.
Somebody
will
cancel,
happen.
Get on the list, and you could get on it.
Right.
And that's just one example of many trips that are sold
there
out.
You know, you always ask how many people are on the waiting list. If it's less than five, you want to get on the list for sure. If it's 10 or 15, your chances aren't good. But also what happens when there's 10 people on the waiting list, they'll wait a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks. They don't hear from us. They'll book somewhere else. So really, even being 7th or 8th on the waiting list, you're amazed how often you'll get on.
Would you put a couple $100 down, like as a floating type deposit, or is that?
That's what a lot of people.
I think that's what I would do. It just shows your intent. Look, I want to go on this trip.
Yeah.
I'm serious about it.
That's right.
I'm not shopping around for a bunch of deals. Like here's my money. I'm serious. Put me on as soon as there's a spot.
Good advice, Rick. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back in the phone.
How about we talk to Doug calling us from Montebello this morning? Good morning, Doug. Welcome
morning,
to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering, some of those boat constructions, these have a smokestack on the back of the boat. They took them off recently. I was wondering, what's the reason for that? Like the Aztec had one, and a few other boats, they used to have the smokestack on the back.
Well, the smokestack thing was a bad thing, in our opinion, because if you were going downwind, the thing that, or even upwind, it didn't matter. You ended up with smoke around the boat, and it caused a lot of people to get sick, and it wasn't a healthy thing. So we did away with them all.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. With that, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Frank, Rick, Pete.
Morning, Davey.
Hey, guys. What another phenomenal week. Look at that yellowtail bite down there at the Coronados.
Right?
I mean, this is the season that just... Everyone goes, when's the season going to start? Well, first it has to end.
Yeah. Never ended.
It hasn't ended, guys, and we just hang on here for a little bit because everyone's going to go rockfish fishing at the end of this week coming up, and then I guarantee you someone's going to stumble into some bluefin because that's what it takes, guys, to get some boats out off the dock, get them out there. You know, everyone's been doing maintenance. Everyone's been getting ready. Guys have been going out, anybody that goes out always stumbles into some fish. I mean, look at this yellowtail bite. I mean, at the Coronado, this is insane right now what's going on. And like I say every week, you just got to go fishing, guys. There's no reason to not go fishing. The squid at Catalina, is phenomenal. There's squid all over the front side of the island, everywhere, up and down the front side of the island, and then all over the back. The commercial guys have been catching it back there all winter long. So it's going to be phenomenal when we see what happens here once everybody gets out.
So what's that mean, Dave, when there's a lot of squid around this early? Does that mean we're going to have a good sea bass season, you think?
Well, yeah, it's historic. You know, like Frank will tell you, my dad will tell you, we can throw the history books away because none of us really know what the heck's going on anymore. There's nothing makes sense. There's nothing that makes sense. Years that we had phenomenal amount of squid all over the place, we had those fish with the long fins on the sides that most of the fishermen don't even know what they are, wouldn't even know what they are, but we're all hoping and praying that that's what happens this year. We got our fingers crossed that we get to see that albacore, but who knows what's going on, Pete? To be honest with you, there's a lot of bait. There's a lot of fish all over the place, and you just got to keep going fishing. That's the only thing I can say is just go fishing.
You got it. And, of course, fishdope.com. Don't go fishing without it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. In fact, if you use the code at the Fred Hall Show, hook up now, lowercase, no space, just go up to the booth and say, I want to sign up for Fishdope. Hook up now. They'll $20 off. New membership. Fishdope.com, either online or at the show. And in the meantime, how do we find you, Dave?
Well, guys, I put together a brand new website. I don't know if Pete or Rick, you guys had a chance to look at it yet, but it goes back to my original website, Your Saltwater Guide. But now what I've done is I've taken it, gone back through all those old videos we made, Pete, of all the fishing spots, and I redesigned it all, made it all current. I show you all the spots. I teach you how to fish them, when to fish them, why to fish them, southeast, northwest wind, uphill current, downhill current. So go check out my new website at Your Saltwater Guide, and we're constantly adding things to it. Or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786, and me and my guys would be more than happy to go fishing with you.
Thanks,
great,
Dave.
Great call. Website looks awesome, Dave. Appreciate a great report. Really looking forward to seeing that great info on the website, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Frank. Pete, Rick,
take care,
see
Dave.
You guys later. Talk to you at the show.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks a lot for that, Dave. Appreciate that.
Sam and Irvine, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I was listening to the beginning of the show there when he was talking about, you know, rods for the big tuna and things like that. And I've been looking at, like, the OSP and the CalStars and the Therese rods. But what does Frank use on his boat for the rental gear and stuff like that? What would you suggest for, you know, that's a big purchase. It's like $500 for a rod.
You know, I would say most of us still stick to the CalStar for the big fish. And Kathy can tell you more about the blanks, and so can Rick, the numbers on the blanks. I never know the numbers to them. But, Kathy, what do you?
My favorite, because I'm smaller, I use the CalStar 770H. I don't do a double H or anything else because it would just catapult me into the water. The bigger you are, the more,
what,
you know,
the rail is your friend, though, Kathy.
It's my best friend.
Yeah?
Yeah, but if I put that stiff rod on there, it's going to not be as... You
not
know,
a very
the rod won't work won't as well friendly. For me. Yeah, it won't work as well for me. The rod that I see a lot of the taller people using right now is a 775, which is a 7.5 foot. It's a 770, but it's a 6 inches longer. And that rod is, I've watched it work on the fish this last trip, and it just is a powerhouse. My niece Kristen was with us, and she had a fish on one of those that somebody gave her to borrow, and she was just like, that was the easiest thing I've done. And
so again,
it
what,
really
which
works.
Rod?
CalStar 775H.
775, so it's
yeah.
7.5?
7.5. The 770 H. is the 7 foot. The 775
okay.
is 7.5 foot H.
What do you like, Ray?
I love, I'm a 770 guy as well. I like the 7 foot rod, and I like the extra heavy and double extra heavy. I'm like two Kathys, so it's a little easier for me. But I think that exactly what Kathy said is perfect. And the difference there is those rods, it's harder to just blanketly say over the air, this is the right rod. What you really want to do is get an opportunity to come to a Fred Hall show and get to pull on those rods, because it's unique to every person. You know, if some guy is a real big muscle-bound, big giant guy, it's going to be easier for him to be fishing with a heavier rod. And the exact opposite, if you're lighter and smaller, you're going to be more effective with a lighter rod. But my favorite blanketly for catching a big fish is the CalStar 770 double extra heavy. That's my single favorite.
All right. I like that Therese 72 XXH rail rod. They really did it right. Lighter weight.
That's a good rod, too.
Lighter weight and really a lot of power.
Yep.
Yeah.
Lots of really good options. I'll tell you, if you're in the market for that, there is just no better place than in Long Beach in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
The best thing about that is, I mean, all of the manufacturers will be there. There will be a lot of great opportunities at tackle stores. I know we're just one of the examples, but if you come into the Fisherman's Landing booth, you'll talk to a guy, you know, in any of our crew, myself and Brandon and Doug and the guys at Fish Long Range, and we'll just, you know, talk about the type of fishing that you do, the size of guy that you are, the experience level, and we'll get to pull on four or five different rail rods from the different appropriate manufacturers and find out what's best for your body type and the way you like to fish.
Yeah,
you know, that's something that I want to mention about going to the Fisherman's Landing booth at the show. You're not talking to a guy that goes fishing once a year or doesn't go fishing but sells tackle. You're talking to Rick, you're talking to Doug, Ryan, Brandon. All of these guys are excellent, excellent fishermen, and they love what they do. So you are getting the best possible advice, which is worth far more than anything else you can get at that show.
No question about it.
Whether
sure.
it's reels, line, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Our guys
no
are crazy.
About
they
it.
Are absolute craze maniacs behind
yeah,
that
they
counter.
Are crazy.
They live
that,
it and breathe it.
That Brandon. I
Brandon's a maniac.
Oh, he.
He lives to fish.
That's it?
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Whether it's freshwater or saltwater.
I mean, you
and
can,
he's knowledgeable.
You can have the most beautiful woman in the world come up to him and say, "Hey, let's go have dinner." He says, "Well, I would, but I got to go catch fish first."
I think you're right, Frank. I actually think you're right.
I mean,
hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, you know,
whatever.
And he's and it's not like he's a bad looking guy. You know, he's a good looking guy. But he
loves the fish.
Oh my God! And is he sharp on tackle?
He's
God,
really
he just lives and breathes it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I hope that helps you out. You know, Frank, I was checking out the Shogun schedule, and a trip really kind of sent me wandering about my mind. January of 2019. A 7-day fly down, fly back. How cool is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that well, is a cool design trip.
Limited to 18 passengers?
That's correct. I think we already have 3 or 4 reservations
yeah.
on it. It's a trip designed to fish the Puerto Vallarta area for the big tuna, but just as much the Pacific side, Jaime Bank, Finger Bank, Lusitania, Potato Bank. That time frame, all of January, is can be better than Puerto Vallarta. So by leaving from Cabo, you have got the option to do both. You can go over to Puerto Vallarta if that's a hot spot. If it's not the hot spot, then you got the Pacific side, all the banks, all the way up to Potato Bank to fish.
Love that design.
The thing that's so cool about a trip like that is your options of fishing. Obviously, if it's great fishing, you're stoked. You drive right to and catch it. But you have so many all of the lower banks, you know, if you're able to just travel to so many different areas that have potential great big fish success.
Yeah, the potential of not only the tuna, but also some wahoo.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
so.
For sure. So that is an ideal trip.
Well,
7-day
I think
fly
it's
down,
gonna,
fly
I
back.
Think it's going to fill fairly quick once people
right.
Become aware of it.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a great trip.
You're going to get 13 days, you know, what would normally be a 13-day trip in the span of 1 week. You know, you throw a couple weekends in there, I mean, you're essentially got a 2-week-long fishing trip that you're only missing, you know, 4 or 5 days of work from.
And you put your gear on the boat in San Diego, meet the boat 3 days later in Cabo, fish for 7 days, fly back home. 3 days later, you unload your fish and your gear. It doesn't get any better
than
that.
That's a great call.
Yeah, great trip. So that's limited to 18 people, and spots are going to go quickly. So check ShogunSportFishing.com for more details on that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to tell you about the 72nd Annual Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. I am proud of our 72-year-old history and amazed that the little show my father produced at Gilmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2018 version of the Fred Hall Show. It has become the world's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. We'll entertain you all day with nearly 1,000 booths, over 400 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free, but the Fred Hall shows also strive to help preserve the lifestyle of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation that so many of us cherish. You can help by joining the Coastal Conservation Association of California, and when you do, you'll get in free. Join us and celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 7th to the 11th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Presented by Progressive, check us out at fredhall.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professional. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. It's huge, with the largest assortment of quality saltwater tackle, clothing, and accessories you've ever seen at a show. The entire lineup of state-of-the-art CalStar rods will be available at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. All the new CalStar rods, as well as the tried-and-true rods, available at once-a-year show prices. Rod builders, be sure to check out the great selection of CalStar blanks we will have. The Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be right across from the CalStar booth, so come check us out.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at Turner's.com and sign up for special deals and more.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Bart Hall, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. What a fun show.
Isn't this great, Bart?
Action-packed, eh? And that was pretty cool having Paul and Sandro on, who are going to be in the Maui Jim booth and the Maui Jim section of the Dana Landing booth. It's actually the Dana Landing booth with the Maui Jim section there. I want to make sure that we're clear on that.
Yes, and they're going to be there, but they'll be doing a seminar every day on the Cousins stage. And so you get plenty of opportunity to interact with those guys. And you know, Paul's a wild man, but maybe Sandro will keep him somewhat in check. You know.
Good luck.
Indeed.
But we wanted to call in because Jenny was sick, reminded me. She said, remember, and we had this great trip in May to Rancho Leonero. And as it turned out, we had the last few rooms in the place because some guy named Frank Lepresti was having a birthday party. I think it was the 29th birthday party.
29th birthday party.
Yeah. And Jenny said, you have to call in and publicly say thank you for what a great host they were.
It
was so much fun having you and your group. Your group fit right into everybody that was there for celebrating my birthday, and
what
it just
made
it
wonderful
that much
people
more fun
to really,
have,
a great group.
Have all of them come down and do the treasure hunt in the reef with the prizes and the, you know, bocce ball tournaments and the horseshoe cool. tournaments and all that we did and the fishing.
No, it was like a professional cruise line had done something. It was unbelievable.
My sister. She's the party planner.
That's your sister. Yeah, we got to meet her. But I was thinking about – I was writing an article talking to Mike Lum a couple days ago about Friends of Rollo, and there's something I was thinking about that I wanted to mention. You guys were talking, but, you know, if you took $100 over to the Spin the Win wheel, you'll get 5 spins of the wheel. You're going to get 5 tickets for the drawing that's going to happen in Del Mar at the end of the show season. And you're going to win prizes each worth at least $10 a spin. At least. You're probably going to win $60 or $70 in prizes with the 5 spins you get for 5 $20 bills.
That's a deal.
But if you land on the R, you're going to win a custom Cousins rod designed specifically for Friends of Rollo worth over $200.
Wow.
So for basically a $30 investment, you have the chance to win thousands of dollars, and you're guaranteed to win $60 or $70 in prizes.
I think that's a good bet.
Yeah, good
right
call,
there.
Bart. Great
it's
call.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my 2 cents.
I like it, Bart. I like it. Of course, Showtime coming up very soon. Of course, Frank Cathy will be up at Bakersfield with you this coming Friday. And then on to Del Mar. And, of course, next Sunday, 1 week from today, you will be on the phone from Bakersfield with John Ireland here in the studio. That's always our annual fun show, pre-Long Beach Fred Hall show.
I know it's hard to believe that it's already here, but it is. It's time to go.
And Bart, you're to be congratulated with what you've done with that Bakersfield show. It was really phenomenal last year, and what an improvement from what it was before. And it was a good show before, but now it's a phenomenal show.
Frank, none of this could happen without support of the industry, and we want to thank you for being there. People are very lucky to have you come up there personally and be there. That's I know they do appreciate it, but we appreciate it, too. It's really wonderful.
All right. Thanks, Bart.
All right. Take care,
Bart.
Great
job, Bart.
See you next Sunday in the studio. Thanks, Jenny, for all you do, too. Appreciate that. Let's find out what's cooking. Yanni from Fisherman's Belly is on the line. What's cooking there, Yanni?
Wintertime is cooking. Good morning, gentlemen. What a great show today.
Thank you.
But it is the wintertime that is cooking, and I'll tell you what, My stomach instantly went for fish soup this week, and I put together a halibut chowder, and I made a video and I put it up on the website. So my halibut chowder is my new recipe, but I'm telling you, it was such a big hit at the house. There were no leftovers. This halibut chowder has got bacon in it. It's got heavy cream. It's got fresh dill. I've got white wine and homemade croutons. So it's just a great recipe, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, it's up at fishermansbelly.com right now, and it's also up right now at our Let's Talk Hookup, letstalkhookup.com, on the Angler's Table section. You can see that recipe right now from Yanni at Fisherman's Belly. Are we going to see you at Fred Hall, Yanni?
You bet. I'll be there on Saturday and Sunday in the afternoon doing some cooking demonstrations, so come by and see me.
Okay, we're looking forward to that. Fishermansbelly.com. Yanni, great recipe. Check it out, and we appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thank you so much. Take care.
See you in Long Beach.
With as cold as San Diego has somehow been, what a good call.
That sounds great.
Good call.
Wow. Let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines.
You got it, buddy. Well, jam-packed they are. Absolutely every single line packed up. Want to talk to Frank and Kathy, and we're going to do just that. Let's talk to Harvey. He's calling us from Anaheim this morning. Hi, Harvey. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I was wondering about backup rigs. Do you guys still use them, or has technology changed it?
The backup rig is always ready on the Royal Polaris, and twice this trip we hooked it up to guys that were using a little smaller reel. But when you're using a 30 or 50, it's pretty unlikely that you're going to have to use the backup. It does happen now and then, but luckily we did not have to throw it in at all. And I say luckily because once you throw it in, I think you've only got at best a 50-50 chance of landing that fish. We have landed them many times before on it, but anyhow, it doesn't happen anywhere near as much now with Spectra as it used to.
What also, I would have to guess that the functionality of the reel that went in the water is probably not usually going to be as good. You know, not only, like you say, do you lessen your chance of catching that fish, but you just took this reel that had, you know, hot drags and you submerged it in salt water. It's probably lessing, you know, it's probably not going to perform as well as it did before it went for a saltwater soak for a couple
hours. I will say, Jack from Akron says, if you need to dump it, dump it.
Yeah.
I mean, he says, throw it in anytime, any of his reels. So
let me ask you this, Frank. You dump a several $100, maybe $1,000.
No, $1,000 reel.
Rod and reel in the
water. And if
you
lose it.
And you said a 50-50 chance of getting the fish. What's the chances of getting your rig back?
I would say about 70%.
Oh, really?
But you have a 30% chance of losing your rig. I mean, just think of somebody, accidentally hooking a wahoo or just a loose line. You know, that's the only thing about that Spectra is it goes everywhere. And even, you know, we beg people to pay attention to their baits and know where their bait is all the time. But I have seen some excellent, excellent fishermen get in tangles because they didn't know where their bait was. They thought they knew where their bait was. And it can happen to anybody, believe me. So,
no doubt about it.
So, you get Spectra wrapped up in that fish after that rig goes over the side, and it's going to be sayonara.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Tim. He's calling us from Diamond Bar this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Tim?
I got a chance to... I've got a chance to go down to, it's a business trip to go down to Cabo. We're staying at the Hilton Los Cabos on the last week of May.
Yes.
And I wanted to go do some fishing while I was down there. And I wonder if you guys had any recommendations or places to stay away from or what your thoughts were.
You know that the Hilton Los Cabos, I believe, is up in San Jose area, right to the north.
Right.
And,
yes.
You know, you might look into one of the Ponga fleets that go to the Gordo Banks. And the guy to call would be Cass Tours.
Yeah.
Cass would have all the
Cass
knowledge.
Tours.
Yeah. 800-593-6510, CassTours.com. They have all the connections and all the info, whether you want to fish on a cruiser out of Cabo or whether you want to fish the Pongas out of Gordo. They have the contact.
I know. I always hear Cass talk about Gordo Banks Ponga fleet in his reports. I'm sure that'd be a good call, but you're right. I mean, talk to the guy that he does his Wahoo Rumble trips down there all the time. He'd be your best source of info.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Charlie. Charlie comes from Granada this morning. Hey, Charlie, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Charlie.
I have a question for Frank. Frank, I've been on both your boats, and they're great operations. My question is, do you think we're ever going to see the San Diego Landings implement some kind of controlled boarding for the open party trips to avoid the chaos and also to help the people pushing carts that are seniors?
Well, the controlled boarding for open party trips, I think you're well aware that we have everything completely controlled on all the long-range trips as far as boarding order and everything else and helping the seniors. You know, I hadn't thought about the open party thing. I will definitely give it some thought. I wasn't aware that it was a chaotic thing. I do agree that that help for the seniors on getting their gear down to the boat would be a special thing. So let me look into that and let me see if we can get that implemented in some way or form.
All right. Good question. Thanks a lot.
I was just curious real quick to know how the controlled boarding works on the long-range boats. Is it, you know, based on when you buy your ticket or your deposit or how that works?
It is based on your 50% deposit. When you get 50% deposit, then you are in a boarding order.
Yeah.
And that boarding order makes a difference as to where you put your tackle box or whatever. But
so the faster you put your deposit down,
I think that's great.
The faster you are,
the 50%,
and getting your tackle box spot and your rod spot and all that.
And then each individual person gets all their stuff from the guys. They load it up onto the boat.
Right.
You're up on the boat. You just put your rods where you want it, your tackle box. Once you're all done, the next person comes. So it's just one at a time boarding.
I think that's
by number.
Yeah, for sure. Let's try and sneak in one more, Bob. Just about 30 seconds left for you, Bob.
Morning. Couple quick questions. With these big bluefin and all the rage being the rail rods, is there still an opportunity to use a harness, or is that frowned upon?
That's
and then kind of more of a private boater question. If you were going to go with a bent butt rod, do you have to brace the rod holes and the gun all the way? And how does it affect for IGFA consideration?
Just real quick on the harness, Frank.
Real quick on the harness, it's up to the individual. And if you're a taller guy, big man, I suggest that you might consider the harness, okay? But a smaller man, I don't think the harness is such a great deal. Now, Pete will answer the question from a yacht and the bent rod.
Yeah, safety strap.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Rick?
As long as you have appropriate gunnels and appropriate rod holder, you'll be fine. There's no reason not to put a safety strap on it.
Absolutely.
All good. Hey, appreciate the phone call. When we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guy's going fishing on board the Liberty with a full-day trip and getting two tickets to Fred Hall. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. It's time for Yamaha's The Key to Reliability sales event. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and have your choice of either two free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. If it's Shimano you're after, look no further. Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Talica, Trinidad, Twin Power, Torium, Terramar, Power Pro, Tackle Bags, and more. That's Shimano and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner going fishing on that full-day trip on board the Liberty and going to join his Fred Hall show in Long Beach. That's going to Kevin in San Marcos. Kevin, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on that Liberty.
Indeed, and we'll see you at the Fred Hall shows.
Can't
wait.
We
have a great booth, the Let's Talk Hookup booth. We're going to close out our AFCO travel shirts
with the
embroidery.
That's a great shirt.
Less than half price, $25.
Oh, dude.
They sell for $54.95, $55. We're going to sell them for $25 while they last.
They sell for that much without killer embroidery on. That's going to be a great
with the embroidery. So that'll be one of the things we'll have at the Let's Talk Hookup booth. So, Frank and Kathy, of course, you'll be in Bakersfield this Friday, right?
Friday, yep.
Right. And then you'll be every day at the Fred Hall Long Beach.
There every day.
Wednesday through Sunday.
Cool. Yeah, looking forward to that. And, of course, go see Kathy and Frank at the Rollo booth, Fisherman's Landing booth. You'll be there for sure. You'll be all over the place.
Yes, we will.
And donate to Friends of Rollo and have a chance on that grand raffle to win some great prizes. And like Bart says, spin the wheel and win some great prizes, too.
Bart brought up a great point.
Yeah.
Make an investment, it could pay off big time,
yeah,
for sure. And, of course, if somebody wants more information on the Royal Players or the Shoguns,
call our office. We're open 6 days a week, usually closed on Sundays unless the boat's coming in. 619-226-8030 or ShogunSportFishing.com, RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. You can book online. Have any questions for me, just leave a message if I'm not there, and I will call you back.
We will call you back. And the boat comes in tomorrow at Fisherman's Landing?
Tomorrow, probably around noon, but we don't know that for sure. Jonathan will be calling in his ETA in probably about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
You want to see a lot of big fish, there's your chance. And thanks, of course, to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. Next Saturday, Dave Pfeiffer, president of Shimano America, will be in the Mighty 1090 studios with us. And next Sunday, Bart Hall from the Fred Hall Show and John Ireland from Rancho Leonero. Thanks for listening this week. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mighty 1090.
Let's have the highest.